Listeners, you're very welcome to Turles here to Lorna Porca for this evening's County GAA Clubs draw, and a lot of money to be given away tonight. And we'll also have news very soon as well of the tip teams for the weekend. But just to kick off proceedings here this evening, Peter Burns is here with me, the chair of the draw committee. And Peter, the draw is proving to be a huge success.
Indeed, Stephen, the draw is a fantastic success and has been over the last more than 30 years now. And I suppose there's four real reasons for it being such a success. The first one is the great work done by all the GAA clubs and other clubs in the counties who have club promoters and club coordinators driving on the draw. And they're really the driving force behind it. I think the second reason why it's so popular is that draw itself is extremely attractive with the terrific prizes that we have. For example, just tonight I presented the prize here to Suzanne Hoolan here of the Turles Scales sub. She's here with her daughter Orla to collect a cheque for €5,000, which she won through the Turles Scales sub. So there's more than 30 prizes every month, which leads to a total of $500,000 in prize money right throughout the year. So that's another one of the real reasons why the draw is such a success. For me, the other thing that I've you know, since I became chairman of the draw committee, that I'm always astonished at how professionally this draw is run from the office here in Turles. Everybody that joins the draw gets their receipt out officially in the post, all the promotional literature, everything else that goes with it. And great thanks and credit is due to all the people working in the office over the years who have driven on the draw. And I suppose the final point is the great community support that there is for the GAA right throughout the county, in that people in their local communities want to support their local club, and joining the Tipperary draw is a great way for them to do that. So I think those are the reasons why the draw has been such a success over the last 30 years, Stephen.
And before we move on with tonight's draw, Peter, tell us a little about the dates for the next one.
Well, we're hoping to get back on track and to launch the new draw in September of this year. And we're looking forward to a very exciting new draw again with some tremendous prizes. The draw committee and Tim Flight are working hard on trying to draw up what's the best way to make this draw even more attractive to members and to encourage more members to come in and join it. We will be starting early in September with a new draw, and we encourage all the clubs out there to promote the draw again for the coming year when it starts up in September. And I suppose the best way for every club to be successful in promoting the draw is to try and identify some new promoters. So now is the time for club coordinators and club officers to start identifying some new promoters within their own club and set a target to increase the membership in the new draw when it starts up in September.
Great stuff. Peter Byrne, the chair of the Tipperary GAA Clubs draw. Now I'm going to hand over to the County Board Secretary, Tim Flyde, who will see out proceedings here this evening. Tim.
Thanks, Stephen, and welcome, listeners, especially to all our draw members. We are back here tonight for the seventh of our 11 draws. The first five were held between September and December last year, and after level five restrictions were resumed 3 weeks ago on Friday, April the 23rd, when our star prize went to the west, to James Ryan in Solihull. And it was lovely to meet the Ryan family at the Solihull GAA Lotto 2 weeks ago and present him with their €15,000 cheque. And not forgetting the seller of the star prize, one of Solihull's greatest, Shawnee Reardon, who picked up a cool €500 promoter's prize. So thankfully, we are seeing a gradual return to normality. And of course, we wish our senior hurlers, our senior footballers best of luck against Limerick in the Gaelic grounds tomorrow. And later tomorrow evening here in Simple Stadium, our senior hurlers are in action in round two versus the Cork Rebels at 7:30. Our county PRO, Jonathan Connor, will be along after the draw to announce both teams. So it's an action-packed half hour between now and 9 p.m. We are here in Lorna Parker tonight, ready to roll the drum for the seventh of our 11 draws. And if you don't win the car tonight, or one of 28 cash prizes, don't worry, as we still have four draws to go after tonight between now and August the 1st, with four more cash car prizes and a further 110 cash prizes. So continue to tune in every 3 weeks at Tip FM, and maybe you might be like Michael and Suzanne Houlihan from Rahilty, who join us here tonight to collect their second prize from the draw 3 weeks ago. And I will ask our chairman of our draw committee, Peter Burden, now to hand over the €5,000 cheque to Suzanne, and she's joined here by her daughter Orla. Hoping Michael was a bit shy to come on the radio, so Peter is now presenting the cheque of €5,000 to Suzanne Houlihan from Rahilty. So well done. And congrats to all our 180 prize winners in the first six draws, and best of luck to all our draw members in tonight's draw. Tonight we have a 40,000 prize fund and up for grabs with 30 prizes to be won. The star prize is a Renault or Skoda car or €15,000. Second prize is a €5,000 holiday, and third is a €4,000 lottery jackpot, and so on. So straight into the draw, Michael Egan is on hand to roll the drum. County Chairman Joe Kennedy will draw the numbers, and Siobhan is ready here on the laptop to search for the winners in the draw database. We also have independent observer in the person of Ronan Spain from Spain, Fuhr and Quinlan Accountants here in Slievenamon Road. And he will represent all your interests right through tonight's draw. And his first job was to check all the letters and numbers into the drum, and that is now complete. So we are ready to go with the first prize as Michal rolls the drum. And we're ready to go with prize number one. So prize number one in our seventh draw here on the 14th of May in Larne Parka. And prize number one is being drawn by the county chairman here, Joseph Kennedy. And it's N for Nora, 731. N731. N731. And we're going north to Ballina GAA Club. And it's going to the chairman of the club, actually, Dermot McHugh, 17 Ard Lua Ballina. So Dermot McHugh, chairman of Ballina GAA Club, wins the first prize in our draw, which is a car, are €15,000. So Dermot McHugh, 17 Ard Lua Ballina. Well, well done. Congrats to Dermot. And the promoter there is Jerry McHugh. That's his dad, I think. Jerry McHugh is the promoter, and Jerry will pick up the €500 promoter's prize. So well done to all the McHughs in Ballina. And we'll move on now so to our second prize, which is the prize that Suzanne picked up here earlier, the €5,000 holiday voucher or the cash equivalent. So Joe is drawing again, and he has drawn R Ferrari 276. R276. And R276 goes all the way down to South Tipperary, and it goes to St. Patrick's. And the winner in St. Patrick's is Pat Lyons of Newtown Drangan. Pat Lyons of Newtown Drangan wins our second prize, the €5,000 holiday voucher. And the promoter there for €400 is Eamon Hall with the St. Patrick's GAA Club. Eamon Hall with the St. Patrick's GAA Club. So that's our first two prizes gone, and we're moving on with our lottery jackpot, his third prize. So we'll maybe, are you ready to do that straight away, Michael? Okay, it's €4,000. It wasn't won last month. So we have a €4,000 lottery jackpot. And they're now drawing the numbers, and we can do number four. We can do number four then while they're checking the numbers. So number one, number eight, number nine, and number 27. 18927. This is for €4,000. €1,000 added from the last night when it wasn't won. And Siobhan has checked it. And she says there's no winner again this month. Or this time. So it means that we'll be adding a further 1,000 to it in 3 weeks' time when it'll be €5,000. So we've no winner of our jackpot either tonight. Right, we're moving on to prize number four, and it's €2,000, and they have drawn already G522. So G522, and G522 goes to a North Club, Silver Mines, but it's going further than that. It's going to Martin and Ina O'Brien of Gortna Doula, Kinmare, County Kerry. So Martin and Ina O'Brien in Kinmare, County Kerry, joined with the Silver Mines GA Club. And the promoter with the Silver Mines who picks up €200 is Pat O'Brien with the Silver Mines GA Club. So well done to Silver Mines who win our fourth prize of €2,000. And to Pat O'Brien, the promoter. Okay, we're moving on to our €1,000 prizes. Fifth prize, €1,000. And the first one is M for Mary, 980. M980. And M980 is going to Grange Mochler. Grange Mochler, and the winner in Grange Mochler is Tom Kennedy, Clashna Smith, Carrick and Shore. So Tom Kennedy, Clashna Smith, Carrick and Shore wins for Grange Mauchler. We're moving on to prize number six. And prize number six, Joe has drawn. He has drawn F for Frank and F 834. F834. So F for Frank, 834. And we're going south again to Mile Rovers. And the Mile Rovers winner is Morris Kennedy O'Rahilly Avenue Clonmel. Morris Kennedy O'Rahilly Avenue Clonmel with the Mile Rovers GA Club. So moving on to number seven. So prize number seven. And this time we are drawing D for Danny. The sweat is rolling off the county chairman's brow here. D for Danny, 9-3. D-9-3-2. D-9-3-2. And D-9-3-2 is going mid to Mike Harkey Burris. To Mike Harkey Burris. And the winner in mid Mike Harkey Burris is Patsy and Mary Shanahan, Corraheen Horse and Jockey. Patsy and Mary Shanahan, Corraheen Horse and Jockey. Okay, moving on to prize number eight, €1,000. And we are this time drawing R for Rory, 5, 6, and 6. R566. So R566. And R566 is not sold. He's not joined the draw, so it's null and void. So we will draw again for prize number eight, which is €1,000. That often happens when we haven't filled up someone that has pulled out previously. So the number is null and void at the moment. So we've this time drawn N for Nora, 827. N827. And N827 is going to J.K. Brackens. So Martin Burke is a lucky man in J.K. Brackens. So Martin Burke, Drumard, Clonmore with the J.K. Brackens Club wins €1,000. So well done to Martin. And we're moving on to prize number nine. €1,000 again. And this time we're going D for Danny. D944. D944. So D944 is going to Mike Harkey Burris once again. And it's CJ and S. McKenna. CJ and S. McKenna of Cool Crew 2 Mile Burris. So CJ and S. McKenna, Cool Crew 2 Mile Burris. And they win €1,000. So moving on to prize number 10. €1,000, the last of our €1,000. And this time we are on the letter Q. Q003. And Q003 goes south to Kilsheelan, Kilcash, to Noel Lonergan of Wood Crescent, Kilsheelan. Noel Lonergan of Wood Crescent, Kilsheelan, with the Kilsheelan, Kilcash GA Club. So we're moving on to the €500 prizes. So we have five €500 prizes now. And the first one, prize number 11. And it's going to N for Nora, 871. N for Nora, 871. And N871 is going mid again to Mine Timpletuhi, to Mrs. Mary Hawkes of Ballynockan, Timpletuhi. Mrs. Mary Hawkes, Ballynockan, Timpletuhi. And that goes to Mine Timpletuhi. Okay, prize number 12. We're on €500, and this time we're going with the letter D. D for Danny, and D285. D285. And D285 is going to Castletown County Leash. And the winner there is Josie and Mairead Cuddy. Cudda Castletown. Josie and Mairead Cuddy in Castletown County Leash, joined with the Castletown GAA Club. Okay, prize number 13. Lucky for some. So it's T for Tony. T688. So T688 is going west to Kappa White. And the winner in Kappa White is David Buckley, Church Street, Kappa White. David Buckley, Church Street, Kappa White. Okay, moving on to prize number 14. And prize number 14, €500. And this time we're going with the letter K. K for Kitty. and it's K460. And K460 is going south to Carrickdavins. Carrickdavins. And the winner in Carrickdavins is Mikey and Sharon of 71 Tracy Park, Carrickonshore. So we haven't got the surname, but we have the house number, 71 Tracy Park. So it should be easy enough to trace that one. So Mikey and Sharon, well done to them in the Carrickdavins GA Club at 71 Tracy Park. Okay. Prize number 15, €500. And we're going to H for Harry, H014. And H014 goes to Gortnahoe Glingool. And the winner in Gortnahoe Glingool is Michael Cleary, Craig Ahishna. Craig Ahishna, Michael Egan reminds me here. Orlingford. So Craig Ahishna, Orlingford, Michael Cleary. That's the club chairman, is it, Mike? Yeah, that's not the, another club chairman winning. So that's the last of the €500 prizes. And maybe just to go through the confines now, we'll do them nice and swiftly. And we're starting with Care. So Care GA Club, they have 545 members in the draw. So this draw is confined to their membership. And the number that is drawn is M for Mary, 990. And the winner is Pat Cashman of Clonmore South Care. Pat Cashman, Clonmore South Care, wins €200. Right, we're moving on to South again, to Kilsheel and Kilcash. And they have over 400 members in the draw. And the number drawn is P979. And the winner is Kevin and Miriam Power of Butlerstown, Kilsheelan. That address sounds very familiar. Kevin and Miriam Power, Butlerstown, Kilsheelan. Okay, moving on to Marlfield, another South club. And Marlfield have 97 members in the draw. And the number drawn is L for Liam 454. L for Liam 454. And the winner is Declan Costello, Kilnamack East, Clonmel. Declan Costello, Kilnamack East, Clonmel. Moving on, prize number 23. And this time we're going to Cashel King Cormac's, West Tipperary. And Cashel King Cormac's, the number drawn is E for Raymond, 860. And the winner is Barry McGrath of Deer Park Road, Cashel. Barry McGrath, Deer Park Road, Cashel. Moving up north to Knockshigowna, the next one. And the number drawn is P557. P557. And the winner in Knockshigowna is Maria and Eamon Kennedy of Garan, Ballingarry, Ross Grey. Maria and Eamon Kennedy of Garan, Ballingarry, Ross Grey. Moving on to Nina Aroge. Nina Aroge, top club in the county with over 600 members. And the number drawn is M for Mary, 212. And the winner is Philip Ryan, 53 Melrose Nina. Philip Ryan, 53 Melrose Nina, wins €200. Okay, moving on, staying in the north to Kilron McDonough's. And Kilron McDonough's, the number drawn is C for Cat, 801. C801. And the winner coming up is Sean Horrigan of Knockall to Nina. Sean Horrigan, 14, Knockall to Nina. Right, and we're moving on to Mid Tipperary to Gortnahoo Glengool. And the number drawn is L for Liam, L331. L331. And the winner up on the screen is Michael and Rose Nolan of Earls Hill, Ballinanty, Thurles. Michael and Rose Nolan, Earls Hill, Ballinanty, Thurles. And our final €200 confined draw prize is going to Thurles Sarsfields. And the number drawn is N769. And the winner is Johnny Inright Jr. in Dublin Road, Thurles. Johnny Inright Jr., Dublin Road, Thurles. And then we have two confined draw winners that we have every month or every 3 weeks. And the first one, €200, is 218. And 218 goes to Burgess's Liam Gillespie of Riverside House, Newtown, Nina, who's the coordinator with Burgess GA Club. And finally, we have St. Mary's, and it's number 297. 297, and the winner is the St. Mary's coordinator, John O'Connor of Crownard, Feathered Road, Clonmel. John O'Connor, Crownard, Clonmel, and I've been reminded here that not alone are the men playing this weekend, but we also have the ladies playing. The senior camogies, they play Cork in Park Equive at 2 p.m. tomorrow. So best of luck to our ladies and our footballers and our hurlers all playing this weekend, and we look forward to victorious results. Okay, hand you back now to Stephen for the moment, and he'll be going on to Jonathan then. Okay, Stephen.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Tim. And I hope your name came out tonight, and if it didn't, I'm sure it will in the next Tipperary GAA Clubs draw. Well, joining us here now live in Lorna Parka is the PRO of Tipperary GAA, Jonathan Cullen. Jonathan is here with the team news for the Tipperary teams for the matches tomorrow. Over to you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Stephen, and a very good evening to your listeners. Yes, it's that time of the week again where we all look forward with enthusiasm to the weekend's action and focus on the task facing our Tipperary teams. First out of the blocks tomorrow afternoon will be the Tipperary senior footballers, who, like their hurling counterparts last weekend, make the trip to the LIT Gaelic grounds to play Limerick in the opening round of their Allianz Football League Division 3 campaign at 5 o'clock. We all remember with excitement the excitement that surrounded the both teams' last meeting that took a last-minute Conor Sweeney wonder pint and an extra time to separate the sides. So we look forward to another exciting game again tomorrow. Tipperary senior football manager David Power, along with his management team, have chosen a side that includes three league debutants: goalkeeper Michael O'Reilly, defenders Paddy Feehan and Jack Harney, in what is a relatively experienced side. So the team is as follows. In goal, Michael O'Reilly of Clonmel Commercials. The full back line: number 2, Tyke Fitzpatrick of Mile Rovers. Number 3, full back Jimmy Feehan of Killinall. And number 4, Colm O'Shaughnessy of Artfinnan. The half back line: number 5, Emmett Maloney of Drummond Inch. Number 6, Paddy Feehan, Killinall. And number 7, Jack Harney of Mile Rovers. In centre field, number 8, Stephen O'Brien of Ballina, and number 9, Conal Kennedy of Clonmel Commercials. The half forward line: number 10, Jason Lunrigan, Clonmel Commercials. Centre forward, number 11, Coleman Kennedy of Clonmel Commercials. And number 12, Brian Fox of Aeroge and Acarty Donohill. And the full forward line: number 13, Liam Boland of Mile Rovers. Full forward number 14 and captain of the side, Conor Sweeney of Ballyporeen. And number 15, Sean O'Connor of Clonmel Commercials. Following the game in Limerick, the attention will quickly switch to Simple Stadium as Liam Sheedy's Chargers play host to Cork at 7:30 in what should be a most exciting encounter. The team that will take to the field tomorrow shows a number of changes from what started last weekend in Limerick, with 4 new faces along with a number of positional changes. In the starting 15, in come Pádraig Maher and John O'Dwyer, while Noel McGrath and John McGrath also come into the side to join their brother Brian. The team is as follows. In goal, number 1, Barry Hogan of Killadangan. Full back line, number 2, Cathal Barrett of Holy Cross Ballycahill. Number 3, Brian McGrath, Lochmore Castellini. And number 4, Barry Heffernan of Nina Aeroge. To half-back line, number 5, Pádraig Maher, Turles Sarsfields. Centre-back, number 6, Seamus Kennedy of St Mary's. And number 7, Ronan Maher, Turles Sarsfields. Centre-field, Alan Flynn of Killadangan. And joining him at number 9 is Dan McCormack of Burris Eilee. To half-forward line, number 10, Jason Ford, Silver Mines. Centre-forward, number 11, Noel McGrath, Lochmore Castellini, who captains the side. And number 12, Niall O'Mara of Killerwan McDonagh's. And the Tipperary senior hurling full-forward line is number 13, John O'Dwyer of Killinall. Number 14, John McGrath, Lochmore Castellini. And number 15, Willie Connors of Killadangan. So we wish both sides the very best of luck in tomorrow's games, and don't forget that you don't have to miss a single minute of the action, as both games will be broadcast live here on Tip FM. Tipperary GAA will also have live updates throughout the afternoon and evening from both games on our Twitter feed and our Instagram stories. So with that, it's back to you, Stephen, and thank you very much.
Many thanks, Jonathan, and great to have the Tipperary team announcements for tomorrow. So thanks very much for that, Jonathan Cullen, Tipperary PRO. But hand back now to Tipperary County Board Secretary Tim Fly. Tim, great to have the teams back in action, and you're going to have a recap as well of the draw.
That's right, Stephen. Yeah, just a quick recap on the top winners tonight. We had the big prize tonight. The car, or the €15,000 check, went to Ballinaes, Dermot McHugh, Ardlua Ballinaes, and the promoter there was Jerry McHugh. The second prize of €5,000 went to St. Patrick's Pet Lions in Newtown Drangan, and the promoter there was Eamon Hall with St. Pat's Club. The €2,000 prize went to Silver Mines Martin and Eno O'Brien of Dulla, Kinmare, County Kerry. And then we had a lottery jackpot, which was €4,000 tonight. 18927 were the numbers, and we had no winner. So that's about it. Our next draw will be on in 3 weeks' time, June the 4th, in Larna Park here once again. And just to say before I go, thanks to all Michal, Siobhan, Ronan, and the county chairman, Joe Kennedy, and Peter for being here tonight for the draw. So back to you, Stephen.
Great stuff. Thanks very much for that, Tim. And great to have the matches this weekend, the hurlers and the Camogie team and the footballers as well, all in action.
Yeah, great to have it. It was an awful pity we can't have crowds, you know. It I suppose, takes from it. But hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be able to start bringing crowds back to matches. You know, you'd really miss the buzz of the crowd at matches. And but look, I suppose we have to be grateful that we have matches going ahead. And at least Tipperary are competitive. We were competitive in the first round of the hurling, and we look forward to being competitive tomorrow. Especially our footballers now, after the great run they had last year. We hope to make a good start of this year. And as you heard the team from Jonathan, we're slightly depleted. We have a few injuries, but we have a great backup. We still have a very strong looking team, even in the subs tomorrow. We have a great backup. And remember, we can bring on 7 subs now in matches. And the ironic thing is, we can only bring them on 5 times. You can only make 5 substitutions, but you have 7 subs. So we have a good backup there and a good strong panel.
Great stuff, Tim Floyd. Many thanks for that. Well, listeners, hope you enjoyed the Tipperary GAA Clubs draw, which came to you tonight live from Lorna Parka here in Turles. We'll be back again soon, as Tim said, and I hope you enjoy the matches over the weekend as well. And that concludes tonight's show. From me, Stephen Gleeson, here in Lorna Parka, I'm going to hand back to the studio. Thanks for listening.